Can we deal with the board specifically? Jody Sizer was reasonably insulting when you put your hand up. And for what it's worth, I thought unfairly so. How are you going to deal with her, and are you expecting her to stay on the board if you are elected as president?
Well, firstly, Jared, I wouldn't regard that as an insult. I've had far worse insults in my life, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you have too. But I've spoken to Jody. Comments were made in the heat of a hurried attempt to put together an extraordinary general meeting, which would have sought to replace all seven positions on the board. That was quite confronting. When I discussed the matter with Jody, she and I quickly formed the view of each other that we had the best interests of Collingwood at heart. And what you might have noticed, Jared, is that the club, the board subsequently issued a statement by all the board members welcoming my nomination and that of Barry Karp and Renee Roberts, and, of course, welcoming the re-election of Christine Holgate. So I think that's all just a bit of froth and bubble from part of a campaign that has ebbed and flowed a bit, and there's been some tense moments. But what we eventually came up with is a contest for four positions with three of the directors remaining, including Jody, Paul Lucuria, and Mark Corder. And that's a sensible evolution rather than a revolution. I think we're all much happier with that outcome.